بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the subject on the rejectionist Shia, and this is part 6, and we are still under the chapter of their creed concerning the Quran, and this is part 2 or section 2 of their creed concerning the Quran. The first issue is their creed that the Quran has an apparent and a hidden meaning or meanings. This matter took a very significant section of their books and of their creed. Not only that in principle or theory, but also in application. They introduced many narrations which distort the meanings of the Quranic texts and attributed these narrations to the 12 Imams. And there is no criteria nor basis for their distortions. When the person checks on these distortions, will find an attempt to change the entire deen. This checking will lead you to find that the pillars of the deen are interpreted to mean the imams, and are interpreted to mean the shirk, that the shirk refers to shirk in not believing in the imams and not believing in the imama leadership of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and that the verses concerning the halal, the lawful and unlawful, are interpreted to mean the imams and their enemies respectively. And so the reader will find in their references a deen other than the deen of Islam, where he will come to find vividly that the deen to them is based upon two foundations: الإيمان بإمامة الاثني عشر, believing in the imams, the 12 imams, and disbelief and curse of their enemies. Here we take their book أصول الكافي, volume 1, page 374, regarding the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verse 33: قُلْ إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ رَبِّيَ الْفَوَاحِشَ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَن. The things that my Lord has indeed forbidden are the fawahish, whether committed openly or secretly, sins of all kinds. He said that in the interpretation of this verse, he said that the Quran has an outward and an inward. And then he said all that which Allah had declared to be unlawful in the Quran is the outward, and the inward, which is forbidden, is the quote, the tyrant imams, end of quote, and that everything which Allah has made lawful in the Quran is the apparent, and the inward from what Allah has made lawful are the imams of the truth, meaning they are imams. So therefore, the Quran according to them has apparent and hidden meanings. And the lawful, the hidden lawful is their 12 imams, and their enemies are the hidden unlawful. This interpretation has no basis in the language, nor in the intellect, nor in the deen. An attempt to change the very basics of the deen of Islam from its foundations. And this is in what? This is in the quote, most trustworthy, end of quote, of their books, which they consider as such. What is the motive behind this? The motive to say that the Quran has apparent and hidden. And when we know that the hidden, and we will know also more, that most of the Quran is focused upon the imams, as we will hear later, then we come to conclude that the Book of Allah, since it does not mention their imams in name, nor it does mention their enemies in name, then they brought such a distortion to give validity for their creed concerning the Imamites. This matter, that the Quran has hidden and apparent meanings, is widespread in the books of these people, and it became one of their foundations of their creeds. Because there is no continuity in their, for their sect except through this. And they had tabulated in many of their, the most quote reliable books, chapters carrying this title, بَابٌ أَنَّ الْقُرْآنَ ظَهْرًا وَبَطْنًا, that the Quran is apparent and hidden. See Al-Bihar, volume 92, pages 78-106. And in Tafsir Al-Burhan and other books of Tafsir, Tafsir Al-Qummi, Mir'at Al-Anwar, تفسير العياشي الصافي. And don't be so sure concerning the word tafsir, because it has really nothing to do with tafsir, as we will give some examples on this. Some of them even went to mention that not, it doesn't, the Quran doesn't have only one hidden aspect, that it has, that it goes to seven hidden aspects even, not one. For every hidden one there is a hidden, and for every apparent there is an apparent. In fact, they mention for every verse there are seven hidden meanings. Did they stop with this? No. They mentioned for every verse there is 70 hidden. But it took Abu al-Hasan al-Sharif in his book Mir'at al-Anwar, page 3, to conclude every verse in the Quran has a hidden and an apparent. We don't know where did they get this. Does it have basis in any saying of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trusted him with the Quran and ordered him to explain it so that people can contemplate and become pious and guided. The examiner of their narrations finds the danger of this esoteric movement, because the danger is exemplified in nullifying the words of Allah and their meanings, nullifying the benefit in the words of Allah and in the benefit of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam's words. Why? Because whatever you come to understand apparently, the obviously understood meaning of the Quran is untrusted now. You have to go to the hidden, and the hidden, there is no limit to it according to them. In fact, it can be so opposite, and it could have the same verse many hidden meanings which could be contradictory. So therefore, the esoterics, the batinis, esoterics, through this they target to destroy the Sharia. They target to destroy the Sharia. So every time you're going to establish something and say this is the evidence, they tell you no, it has other hidden meanings. Known to whom? Known to the imams. And had these esoteric meanings been the true meanings of the Quran and what they signify, then the Quran would not be a miracle. While we know that the Arabs used to understand the Quran from the obviously understood meanings. That's why Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said, whoever claims to possess a knowledge of the hidden and by that oppose the apparent, then he is mistaken. Rather, he is a heretic, or he is ignorant, astray. And he gave an example as what's claimed by the esoteric batini Qaramita from the Ismailites and the Nuzairites and the like. And he said, وهؤلاء الباطنية, these batinis, these esoterics, قد يفسرون, may interpret the saying of Allah in Surah Yasin, verse 12, وكل شيء أحصيناه في إمام مبين. وكل شيء أحصيناه في إمام مبين. And all things we have recorded with numbers as a record in a clear book, إمام مبين. They said this is Ali. That this is Ali. He is the Imam al-Mubin. And the saying of Allah in Surah At-Tawbah, chapter 9, verse 12, فَقَاتِلُوا أَئِمَّةَ الْكُفْرِ. And so fight the Imams of disbelief. They said this refers to Talha and Uzzubayr. May Allah be pleased with both of them. Then fight the leaders of disbelief. This is referring to the chief of Quraysh and the pagans. Their hidden meaning is that this refers to Talha and Uzzubayr. Not only that, even the trees, the tree in Surah Al-Isra 17, verse 60, والشجرة الملعونة في القرآن. Likewise, the accursed tree, the zakum, mentioned in the Quran, that this, according to the esoterics, refers to Banu Umayya. Banu Umayya. This is in Majmu' al-Fatawa, volume 13, page 236-237. These distortions, and we cannot even say that these are interpretations, we say these distortions, which Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah related and attributed to the esoterics, are in essence and in word present in the 12 Imamite sect, the Shia sect. the major sea asset. This is what they inherited from the esoterics. The scholars of the Islam in the past rejected these distortions and mentioned that whoever interprets the Quran not in accordance with the known tafsir from the Sahaba and the Tabi'een, then he is a liar. Belies Allah and belies his verses, distorts the words from their proper meaning, and that this opens the door for the heretics, and that this is known by necessity that it is false. What the early scholars of Islam at the time of Ibn Taymiyyah and around that time, what reached them from these esoteric distortions is really few compared to the ones that are coming nowadays from the printing houses in Al-Najaf and Tehran. Where they quote, interpreted, end of quote, so much of the Quran in accordance with this esoteric or with this esoteric methodology. And they came to conclude that most of the verses of the Quran was revealed in them, regarding them, meaning regarding their imams, and regarding their enemies, meaning the enemies of the imams. And who are the enemies of the imams? They consider them the Sahaba, except for three or four. This is mentioned in Tafsir al-Safi, volume 1, page 24. And in Usul al-Kafi, volume 2, 627. And in Lawamih al-Nawraniyya, page 6. Al-Burhan, volume 1, 21. Some of them interpret that most of the Quran, some of them say that one third of the Quran, some of them say one half of the Quran, but the latter ones are on the opinion that most of the Quran was revealed concerning their 12 imams and their quote enemies. In fact, Al-Ayashi and in Al-Karaji and Al-Lawamih Al-Nawraniyya and in Tafsir Furat, they mentioned, quote, وَلَنَا كَرَائِمُ الْقُرْآنِ, and to us belongs the Karaim, Al-Qur'an. Yani all that which is good and noble refers to them. In fact, one of them by the name of Abu al-Hasan al-Sharif, in his book Mir'at al-Anwar, Muqaddimah al-Burhan, page 4, and in Al-Lawamih al-Nawraniyya, page 548, it's quoted that in principle, the revelation of the Quranic verses is to direct and guide to the wilaya of al-wilayatul nabi wal-a'imma, to the leadership of the Prophet ﷺ and the a'imma, the imams, meaning 12 imams, such that there is no good except that it informed that it is in them and in their followers and those who knew of them, and that there is no evil mentioned therein, except that it is truly applicable upon their enemies and their opponents. End of quote. This is the foundation in terms of the interpretation of the Quran is based upon this. All what's in the Quran, which is directed in goodness, is directed to the Imam, the Imams. And all that which speaks about the evil and the evil ones refers to who? To those who are the opponents. Al-Majlisi in his book Al-Bihar, he said, chapter تأويل المؤمنين والإيمان والمسلمين والإسلام بهم وبولايتهم عليهم السلام والكفار والمشركين والكفر والشرك والجبت والطاغوت واللات والعزة والأصنام بأعدائهم ومخالفين. بحار الأنوار, volume 23, page 354-390. He said the interpretation of المؤمنين, which came in the Quran, and that إيمان and Muslims and Islam is in them, meaning the Imams, and in their leadership, alayhim as-salam, and that wal kuffar, and the kuffar, and the mushriks, and kufr, and shirk, and jibt, and taghut, and lat, and uzza, and idols, in their enemies and their opponents. This constitutes the major foundation in terms of their understanding or their distortion of the Quran. It's an entirely different deen. Not only that they are, alayhim as-salam, the abrar, the muttaqoon, as-sabiqoon, al-muqarrabun, ashabul yameen. Those who follow them will be ashabul yameen, and their enemies are the wicked, al-fujjar, al-ashrar, ashabul shimal, people of the left hand. And that they are in their leadership, they are the justice and goodness, and they are the scale. وَتَرْكُوا وِلَايَتِهِمْ, abandoning their wilaya, giving allegiance to their leadership. وَأَعْدَاءُهُمُ الْكُفْرُ وَالْفُسُوقُ وَالْعُسْيَانُ, and this constitutes their enemies. And all this unravels an attempt to change the deen. All the meanings are focused upon the allegiance to Iman. And it changed the meanings of shirk in worship and in kufr in regarding shirk and the taghuts, all false deities and idols, to mafahim ghariba, strange understandings. So all the khalifas of Muslims except the 12 imams, according to them, are enemies of the imams from Abu Bakr until the day of resurrection. And everyone who gives allegiance to these khulafa from the Sahaba and those after them until the end of the world are enemies. They are the kufr, they are the shirk, as we will come to know later explicitly. Where are therefore the pillars of Iman, the foundations of Islam, the Sharia, the Ahkam? All has been restricted to the Imamah. And shirk and kufr and asnam and idols are the opposite side. So the kufr means disbelieving in the imam. Shirk, ascribing others to the imam. It's amazing how an entire ummah that holds, that are trapped, confined to these false concepts and creeds. Not only that, the imams are the salah and the zakah and the hajj and the siyam and the rest of obedience, and their enemies are the fawahish and the sins. This is in Al-Bihar, Al-Majlisi, volume 24, verse 286-34. Al-Majlisi is a reference, one of the references of the sect. This is in fact the essence of the esoteric sects. He says in Bihar al-Anwar, he says, باب chapter إنهم عليهم السلام آيات الله وبيناته وكتابه. They عليهم السلام, meaning the 12 Imams, are the verses of Allah and His signs and His books. Not only that, he tabulated in volume 24, page 114 to 118, under the title Babun. They are As-Sab' al-Mathani. They are As-Sab' al-Mathani, the seven oft repeated verses. They are As-Safun, Al-Musabbihun. Not only that, they are Hamalat Arsh al-Rahman. Hamalat Arsh al-Rahman. Those who carry the arsh of Allah, and that they are as-safar, al-kiram, al-barara, the angels, and that they are annahum kalimatullah, the words of Allah, and that they are al-dhikr, and they are anwarullah, and they are khayru ummah, the best ummah brought to mankind. Look at the contradictions now. And they are وَأَنَّهُمُ الْمَظْلُومُونَ. المظلومون, unjustly dealt with, oppressed, the weak, مستضعفون. Chapter إِنَّهُمْ أَهْلُ الْأَعْرَافِ, the people of A'raf, mentioned in Surah Al-A'raf, whom Allah mentioned in the Quran, and many chapters like this. So as you see in these chapters, titles, they are sometimes the angels, they are sometimes the books, sometimes the divine lights, and so forth. Nevertheless, they are the weak ones. This does not need any kind of an intellectual criticism. These are rejected linguistically and intellectually, not to mention by way of Islam and Sharia. These are titles that contradict each other. And then he says, Bab chapter, إنهم الماء المعي والبئر المعطر والقصر المشيء وتأويل السحاب, and the clouds and the rain and the shade and the fruits. Not only that, they are Ruhullah. Not only that, they are wajhullah, the face of Allah. They are yadullah, the hand of Allah. Not only that, they are the Kaaba. They are the Qibla. Chapters entitled like this. And that they are hizbullah, wa baqiyatuhu wa ka'batuhu. It's interesting to note that the Bahara, the Ismailites of India and Yemen, who come to Hajj, they say they come because the Kaaba, as they say, is the symbol of Ali the Imam. Is the symbol of Ali the Imam. Where did they get this stuff? They got it from the Rafida, the esoteric interpretations. All these things constitute in themselves the strongest refutation to this sect, and they constitute the decisive proof that they are not from Allah. These things are not from Allah nor from His deen. Anyone who has the slightest connection to the Arabic language, not to mention the deen of Allah and His principles and foundations, would come to conclude the same. Because Allah revealed the Quran in the plain Arabic tongue. This book by Al-Majlisi is one of their major references. they magnify him and magnify his book. They call it the sea. They didn't even leave the days and the months. They considered them even to be the imams. This is present in their so-called encyclopedias. They mentioned that this book, the most comprehensive book, Al-Bihar, they refer to him as Al-Marji' Al-Wahid fi tahqiq ma'arif al-madhhab. They refer to this book as the sole reference in verifying the knowledge of the sect. The leader of their fuqaha and their muhaddithin, Ayatullah fil alameen, they refer to him, etc. All of these titles that you have heard are in this encyclopedia. This is also found in the so-called Tafsir of Al-Qummi, Tafsir Al-Burhan, Tafsir Al-Safi, and others. They went to the interpretation of the following verse in Surah Al-Hashr, 59:16. كمثل الشيطان إذ قال للإنسان اكفر. There Allah has deceived them like shaitan. When he says to man, disbelieve in Allah, you know what they said? They said the shaitan here is Umar ibn al-Khattab. This came in Al-Ayashi's Tafsir, Al-Safi, Al-Qummi, Al-Burhan. Al-Majlisi, in his explanation of Al-Kafi, he said, what's intended here is Umar. And they said concerning the following verses in Surah Al-Rahman, 55:19, قال الله تعالى مرج البحرين يلتقيان بينهما برزخ لا يبغيان. He has let loose the two seas. Rahman 19 now. He has let loose the two seas meeting together. Between them is a barrier which none of them can transgress. The first verse they said he has let loose the two seas. He said this refers to Ali and Fatima Ibn al-Mutahhar al-Hilli. They said this concludes the meaning that this refers to Ali and Fatima. And that بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَخٌ لَا يَبْغِيَانٌ, between them is a barrier which none of them can transgress. They said this refers to the Prophet ﷺ. Then in 22, يَخْرُجُ مِنْهُمَا اللُّؤْلُؤُ وَالْمَرْجَانُ. Out of them both come, both pearl and coral. He said this means Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn. And when Ibn al-Mutahhir took this as a proof for the imama being deserved by Ali, Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah responded and said, إِنَّ هَذَا وَأَمْثَالُ إِنَّمَا يَقُولُهُمْ مَنْ لَا يَعْقِلْ مَا يَقُولُ. This and others said, what is said here is said by those who have, yani they have no brains, don't know what they are saying. As he said, وَهَذَا بِالْهَذَيَانِ أَشْبَهُ مِنْهُ بِتَفْسِيرِ الْقُرْآنِ. This is closer to hallucination than to the interpretation of the Quran. And he said, وَهُوَ مِنْ جِنْسِ تَفْسِيرِ الْمَلَاحِدَةِ وَالْقَرَامِطَ الْبَاطِنِيَّ لِلْقُرْآنِ. And this is from the like of the tafsir of the قرامطة, esoterics, concerning the Quran. He said, بَلْ هُوَ شَرٌ مِّن كَثِيرٍ مِّنْ is even worse, more evil than much of that. Then what would you think if Shaykh al-Islam, rahimahullah, would have seen what's in Al-Kafi, what's in Al-Bihar, what's in Tafsir al-Ayashi, wal-Qummi, wal-Burhan, wa Tafsir al-Safi? What would you think he would say? You will find that the Tawheed, which is the essence of the message of all the messengers, to them it refers to the wilaya of the Imam, the leadership of the Imam. So they claim that in Surah An-Nahl, this verse 16:23, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ يَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتَ. Certainly Allah, and we have sent in every nation a messenger calling them to worship none but Allah. Surah An-Nahl, yes, An-Nahl 27, yes, and avoid false deities. They attribute to Abi Ja'far, and Abi Ja'far is innocent from their lies, that no prophet had been sent except with our wilaya, affirming our wilaya, our leadership, and disassociation from our enemies. And then they refer to this verse. And many are the verses like that which they had mentioned. And look at this in Surah An-Nahl 27:51. لا تتخذوا إلهين. Look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا تتخذوا إلهين. لا تتخذوا إلهين اثنين إنما هو إله واحد. لا تتخذوا إلهين اثنين إنما هو إله واحد. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O mankind, take not إلهين, gods, meaning verily he, Allah, is the only one إله, only one God. They claim that it means here, don't take two imams rather one imam. Don't take two imams rather one imam. Subhanallah. So is Allah imam to them? And they said concerning Surah Al-Furqan 25:55, وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ وَلَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَكَانَ الْكَافِرُ عَلَى رَبِّهِ ظَهِيرًا. And they, the disbelievers, polytheists, worship besides Allah that which can neither profit them nor harm them, and the disbeliever is ever a helper of shaitan against his Lord. The Qummi said that the disbeliever here is the second one, meaning Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه. And then he considered Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali in the interpretation, they worship besides Allah that which can neither profit them nor harm them, and this video is ever a helper of shaitan against his Lord. They considered, quote, his Lord as Ali, means to Ali, and that the kafir in this verse is Umar. Al-Qummi in his tafsir, Volume 2, 115. And in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Az-Zumar 39:69, وَأَشْرَقَتِ الْأَرْضُ بِنُورِ رَبِّهَا, and the earth will shine with the light of its Lord. The so-called Sheikh al-Mufassirin, the Sheikh of Tafsir, of the Mufassirin, Ibrahim al-Qumi, attributes to Abu Abdullah falsely that this means or refers that Rabbul Ard, yani Imamul Ard, the Lord, with the light of its Lord, he says Rabbul Ard, the Lord of the Earth, meaning Imamul Ard. So someone asked him, if he comes out, what would then occur? Would people then have no need for the light of the sun? And all will be sufficient for them, the nur of the Imam. This was the interpretation, that the people will sufficient will be for them the light of the Imam, as in Tafsir al-Qummi he reported this narration in volume 2, 253, and in al-Burhan volume 4, page 87, and in Tafsir al-Safi volume 4, 331. They even interpret the face of Allah to mean the Imams, as in Bihar al-Anwar 24, 191, and they attribute to Al-Ja'far al-Sadiq falsely to have said نَحْنُ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ, we the Imams are the face of Allah, as in Tafsir al-Qummi and others. Even the author of their reference book Al-Kafi gave a special distinction for the death of the Imams. He said إِنَّ الْأَئِمَّ يَعْلَمُونَ مَتَى يَمُوتُونَ, the Imams know when they will die. وَلَا يَمُوتُونَ إِلَّا بِاخْتِيَارٍ مِّنْهُمْ, and they don't die except by their choice. This is in Usul al-Kafi, volume 1, page 258. And they say that concerning the verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى, and to Allah belongs the most beautiful names, they said هِيَ الْأَئِمَّ, the names are the Imams. Such interpretations concerning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his attributes to be the Imam and the like, this is from the thoughts of the Saba'ite, Abdullah bin Saba' sect. Remember that, who claimed the divinity of Ali. And this poisonous creed still goes on with the goes on to be found in many of these so-called reliable sources where they attribute to the Imams attributes of divinity. Even they interpret the messengership to mean their Imams, as in Surah Yunus, chapter 10, verse 47, وَلِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولٍ, and for every nation a messenger, meaning we were sent. They say that every generation there is an Imam calling them to the truth. And we mentioned earlier that according to their esoteric meanings, the angels are Imams. And that the A'imma are the Quran. And they are the books. And the book. As Al-Qummi, when he came to Surah Al-Baqarah 2, verse 1 and 2, ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه. He said الكتاب that book الكتاب علي ولا شك ولا شك فيه. الكتاب the book is علي no doubt about it. ألف لام ميم this is the book whereof there is no doubt. He said the book means علي without any doubt. This is in تفسير القمي volume 1 page 30 and تفسير العياشي volume 126 and البرهان. These are the most quote reliable sources of their tafsir. Tafsir al-Safi volume 1 91-92 and that he is the kalima, the word of Allah. In Surah Ash-Shura 42:21 قال الله تعالى ولولا كلمة الفصل لقضي بينهم. And had it not been for a decisive word gone forth already, that's right, the matter would have been judged between them. And they said the kalima means the imam. And this kalima means the imam tells you of what? Of the Christian creed, referring to the kalima, the word, as al-Masih alayhi salam. However, calling the Masih the word, because the like of him with Allah is the like of Adam. He created him from turab, from dust, and said to him, be, and he was. So this is the word. He is created by the word, be, and he was. And as Ali, however, is created like the rest of mankind. Radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And in concerning the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Luqman 31:27 سبعة أبحر ما نفدت كلمات الله. And if all the trees on the earth were pens and the sea were ink therewith to write, with seven seas behind it to add to its supply, yet the words of Allah would not be exalted. Then this comes Abu al-Hasan Ali bin Muhammad, and he says, "Nahnu al-kalimat, we are the words, and no one can comprehend our merits," and enumerate them. This is in Bihar al-Anwar 24-174 and تحت العقول page 355 and Ibn Shahrashub in the Manaqib of Al-Abi Talib volume 3 508 and in Al-Ihtijaj chapter or page 552. And like this quotations like these are many in Al-Majlis's Bihar. And اهدنا الصراط المستقيم in Surah Al-Fatiha, guide us to the straight path, according to Al-Qummi and Al-Ayashi and their tafsir, the straight path is Amirul Mu'mineen Ali. And in Surah Al-Shams 91:1 والشمس وضحاها, الشمس the sun, he said الشمس هي علي, they relate this to الصادق falsely. So did the sun then disappear after the death of Ali? Are we still in darkness now? The masjid, the mosque, masajid, al-ka'ba, al-qibla are the imam or the imams. And they interpret this botany interpretation of Surah Al-A'raf 7:29 وَأَقِيمُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ وَأَقِيمُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ and face the Qibla in each and every place of worship. They said Al-A'immah, that this refers to the Imams. And concerning Surah Al-Jinn 72:18 وأن المساجد لله فلا تدعوا مع الله أحدا. And the mosques are for Allah alone, so invoke not anyone along with Allah. They said the Imam from the family of Muhammad So don't take other than them as imams. So this is their interpretation of this verse. And in Surah Al-Qalam 54:43, في قوله تعالى وقد كانوا يدعون إلى السجود وهم سالمون. Surah Al-Qalam, I'm sorry, Surah Al-Qalam 68, I said 54, 68, 43, وقد كانوا يدعون إلى السجود وهم سالمون. They used to be called to prostrate while they were healthy and good in the life of this world, but they didn't. They said, أي يدعون, meaning they were called, إلى ولاية علي, to give the allegiance to Ali, leadership in this life. This is the tafsir of Qummi, Burhan, Safi, and the rest. And this may explain such narrations, such interpretations, such distortions may explain the reason why there is widespread worship of their imams and their tombs, and why they establish the places of worship, why they establish worship at these sites, and they had abandoned the masajid, because to them the mashahid are masajid. These sites of the grave sites are the masajid, and the imam is their Kaaba and Qibla. And that's why they authored books called it Manasikul Mashahid, the rituals of the Mashahid, meaning the visiting sites where their imams and so forth are buried. Or Manasikul Ziyarat, the Manasik of Ziyarat, meaning Ziyarat, their graves and so forth. Or Al Mazar. And that's why you see them going from one country to another after these places, which they call it mashahid, graves and grave occupants, and they call them besides or to the exclusion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have in Al-Najaf so many of this, in Al-Kufa, in many places in Iraq, in Iran, in Syria, in Lebanon, in Egypt, in they give it so much of their care, and you find them there in a state of khushu', tranquility and calmness. You don't see them while they pray. You don't see them in this state while they're praying. Now, what is the tawbah? Tawbah. We know what tawbah means. Tawbah means the determination to abandon the sin and not to return to them regretfully and sincerely. What's their interpretation of tawbah? Their tawbah is to leave the wilaya of Abi Bakr and Umar and Bani Umayyah to that of Ali. This is the tawbah. In their interpretation of Surah Ghafir, chapter 40, verse 7, في قوله تعالى فاغفر للذين تابوا واتبعوا سبيلك and ask forgiveness for those who believe, saying, Our Lord, you comprehend all things in mercy and knowledge. طيب. The interpretation of this verse according to them came, quote 8, first one, فَغْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا and ask forgiveness for those who believe. They said from the wilaya, leadership of such and such, meaning referring to Abu Bakr and Umar and Bani Umayyah. This is the first interpretation. The second is wilaya al-tawaghit al-thalatha, ask forgiveness for those who believe, meaning forgiveness who gave allegiance to the three taghuts, Abu Bakr, Umar, and Uthman, and from Bani Umayyah. وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ and follow your who believe and follow your way. So forgive those who repent and follow your way. They said, the wilaya of Ali. All of these are falsely attributed to Abi Ja'far Muhammad al-Baqir, falsely. And this tells us of a new concept of tawbah, because to them the tawbah is in reality giving allegiance to a man and having enmity to another. There is no other interpretation beyond these three which they gave. So therefore the tawbah is only in one case, giving the allegiance to the imam. And other matters, you know, they are not that important, and that's why they were not mentioned. Sins and other things, they were not mentioned. So therefore it is as if in this case the rejectionist Shia makes of the one who gives allegiance to Ali that he is, that he has no sin, free of sin. Is this Islam? So what would these things have, what kind of effect these things would have on the people and even on their followers? This will lead them to do anything. And it is interesting to know that in when it comes to the moral aspects and when it comes to the sins and so forth, one who really knows the people who follow these sects, because of what the sect taught them, they are so careless about it. Imam al-Shawkani rahimahullah lived these people in Yemen, and he had keen observations regarding this matter, and he recorded that. He said, "Jarrabna, we have experienced, وَجَرَّبَ غَيْرُنَا, and others had experienced, فَلَمْ يَجِدُوا, they couldn't find, رَافِضِيًا, a rejectionist Shia, يَتَنَزَّهُ عَنْ شَيْءٍ مِّن مُحَرَّمَاتِ الدِّينِ كَائِنًا مَّا كَانَ. To see a Rafidi who would free himself from the muharramat, from the harams of the deen whatsoever. To this extent, salah, zakah, hajj, siyam, arkan al-islam, the pillars of Islam and its great foundations are to the Shia, meaning the imams. And they claim that nahnu salah, meaning the imams, are the salah in the book, وَنَحْنُ الزَّكَاءُ وَنَحْنُ الصِّيَامُ وَنَحْنُ الْحَجُّ, narrations which they attribute to Ali. The whole deen to them is the wilaya of Ali رضي الله تعالى عنه. And they claim other interpretations, like in Surah Al-Baqarah 2:132, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ, Allah has chosen the deen for you. They say this is the wilaya of Ali, and they attribute this to Al-Ja'far al-Sadiq falsely. The whole deen therefore is focused upon this matter to them, and they changed and distorted Quranic verses because of the concept which they had laid and the creed that they had put for themselves, that the Quran, and this is the title of our chapter, the Quran has hidden and apparent meanings, and that most of the Quran has been revealed for them. We will stop here inshallah and continue the next section of this talk tomorrow. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.